A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "You are a people sacred to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was not because you are the largest of the nations that the Lord set his heart on you and chose you, for you are really the smallest of the nations. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God who keeps his merciful covenant down to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. But he repays with destruction a person who hates him, who does not dally with such a one, but makes them personally pay for it. You shall therefore carefully observe the commandments, the statutes, and the decrees that I enjoin on you today." The word of the Lord. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. He pardons all your iniquities, heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God it was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the great feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And here, when God reveals himself, as I talked about for adoration for the first Thursday of this month, God reveals to us his heart. So, okay, well, what is the heart of God? Tell me, what is the heart of God? And he says to us, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. This is 100, it's totally different than me, right? And some of you, meek and humble of heart. And then God says, I want you to learn to be like me. But that's reality. And so again, and how are we going to learn to be meek and humble of heart the way God is? Well, he tells us, thank you, Father, for you have only revealed these to the little ones. So we got to be humble. We got to be little. Again, Monsignor Peterson used to tell me again and again, be little, be little, be little. And I'm trying. But it didn't make me say 100 times on this day and other days, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. So he wants us to be meek and humble. And what does that mean? That God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God. So what does that mean for us every day? We need to be people of love, period, comma, end of all paragraphs. And if we're people of love, we still stand up for what's right. We still give our life for people that are doing things that are wrong. But we got to be meek and humble of heart, because this is what God reveals to us today. Don't look at this one. Don't look at that one. We all today need to look at Jesus and obey him. So let's do as he says. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Let us stand and let us pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis.